Hey, wrestling fans, it's Wally Raybon with NWALegends.com. Now, the last time I had Ole Anderson on my radio show back in March, he had just released his book, Inside Out, How Corporate America Destroyed Pro Wrestling. First of all, Ole, welcome back, and how is that book doing for you, man?
It's all right. It's going. You know, people are buying it. I think more importantly, I want to know whether or not people like it. And from the reviews that we've had so far, they've all been very complimentary.
Now, this book of yours, was it a one-time thing, or you got a follow-up in the works?
No, there's nothing to follow up as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing to be said. I'm not in the book business, you know. I just got in accidentally.
Saturday and Sunday, which will be August 14th and 15th, you will join several other, and the list is long, folks.
Tell me who they are. I'll know.
NWA legends like Sting, Magnum T.A., The Rock and Roll Express, Tully Blanchard. J.J. Dillon, Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, Ricky Steamboat, all these guys in one location for fans to come out and meet, get pictures made, get autographs. Looking forward to seeing you at the Clarion Hotel in August, Ole.
Well, I'm looking forward to going myself. You know, we spent a lot of time up there in Fayetteville over the years, and we had a great turnout of fans all the time, and I hope that the fans come out again, the ones that know me from back in the 70s will turn out and say hello. Of course, that means there's going to be a few old people like myself there.
Now, speaking of Fayetteville, you spent many years working for Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, Jim Crockett Promotions. I know you had a lot of matches in the historic Cumberland County Memorial Arena. What's your thoughts on that old building?
It was a great building for wrestling. We enjoyed it. We used to come up there usually, I think it was once every 3 weeks, give or take. And we had some great matches in the past. Some of the most memorable would be Wahoo McDaniel and Paul Jones. Rufus R. Jones, and I don't think they're related between Paul and Rufus, but anyway, same last name.
Now, how did the local military guys treat the Andersons? Did you guys get some love, or was it just, were they brutal? How did the fans react to you in Fayetteville?
Well, I think the fans pretty much all over had one thing in common. They respected our ability to wrestle, but they didn't like us. So coming to these fan fest affairs is really strange. The one that I went to up in Charlotte was a great turnout, and I expect that Fayetteville will be the same. A lot of people who are great wrestling fans who want to meet and greet, shake hands, talk to some of the guys, get some autographs. They're going to have an opportunity to do that. How the fans at that time treated us, as I say, well, you know, just like always.
This is something you don't want to miss, folks. You heard the list. The Koloffs, original members of the Four Horsemen, Rock and Roll Express, Sting, Magnum T.A., even the old announcer is going to be there, Bob Cottle.
Really?
Yes, he's the MC for both days, I think.
Well, he's older than I am.
Bob Cottle, can't wait to see him. And have you done any other conventions lately?
Well, yeah, I go to little get-togethers that they're having, a very similar situation, and I started to say, and then I forgot, I'm getting too doggone old. I mentioned the fact that I wasn't exactly a crowd favorite. I went down to a place in Columbus, Georgia here a couple of weeks back, and the people all just cheered and stood on their feet, and they clapped wildly, and on the microphone, I said to them, I really never expected it. And, of course, I never experienced that type of reaction from the fans at any time in my life. And I said, I'm used to everybody booing me. And almost to the person that was there, they just turned immediately, all went, boo! And I said, hey, now I feel at home. Thank you very much. So when I get to Fayetteville, it'll be a chance not only for the people to meet a lot of the wrestlers that they'd watched over the years, but it'll be an opportunity for me as well to get to see some of the guys that I wrestled with. I'm anxious to see Ivan Koloff, for instance. And who are the other guys? The Rock and Roll Express. There's going to be an awful lot of people out there that are going to bring back a lot of memories for me.
And you know, Ricky Morton still has that same haircut, Ole.
Well, maybe it's not his hair. I know I don't have all mine anymore.
I'm surprised you didn't cut it off as mean as you were, man.
No, well, you know, doing something to him rather than cutting his hair would even be more effective than just cutting the hair. That's easy. Anybody can cut the hair.
So he's got two knees and legs to work on, huh?
That's all, yeah.
Ole, how can we get your book, man? Is it hard to find in the local stores here in Raleigh, or do we need to get on the internet? Or
well, you've got to get on the internet. I think they're going to go to Amazon.com.
All right.
Shortly, but before that, or if you don't find it there, just go to OleAnderson.com.
OleAnderson.com.
Yeah.
Now next week, Ole, we've got Nature Boy Ric Flair coming in here, and do you know, has he commented on you and the years you guys spent together in his upcoming book?
Have no idea. Haven't read the book. Don't know.
Okay, because I haven't either, but I'm interested to see. I mean, you guys spent years together.
Well, we spent a lot of time together, and that was a time, you know, again, the people pick up the book and they'll understand, or at least they'll know my position. And it's not, I don't think, unknown for a lot of people, but he and I haven't talked to each other in some time. And I guess because of what I said about him in the book, he apparently is not happy. And I've had people come up to me and say that they weren't happy about what I said either. The only thing about it was that I mentioned to him, I said, listen, you can be happy or not happy with what I said. The question is, did I say anything that was true? And I've had people come up to me and say, yeah, you were right. What you say is absolutely correct. Well, that's all. I mean, I'm just trying to do the, I wrote my book with the idea of being truthful and giving people my opinions, and that's what it is.
Now, if you want Ole's book, you need to go to the Ole Anderson website. It's OleAnderson.com.
Yeah.
And more info on the NWA Wrestling Legends Fan Fest can be found at NWALegends.com. Ole, thanks for joining us on the show tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Can't wait to see you August 14th and 15th in Fayetteville, North Carolina at the Clarion Hotel.
I can't wait either. I'll be looking forward to seeing all the fans out there in Fayetteville. Thanks a lot.